Welcome to the Hooked on Fantasy Podcast with your host, Luke Sawhook.
And Hutchison Brown. What's going on, everybody? Cool. Welcome back to Hooked on Fantasy. We got a really special show tonight. We got me, Luke, and we have a special guest tonight, something we do every once in a while. Welcome on, Snoog. How we doing, man?
I'm doing good. Feels good to get on with some people similar to my age. I've been on with so many people so much older than me. It feels good to get on with the youngins. Talking ball with people that are growing very, very big in the industry. So feels good.
Hey, so are you, dude. You're crushing it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We got a fun show tonight, guys. We got a fun show. We're heading to some free agency. We're mostly going to talk about quarterbacks and running backs. That's pretty much all we're going to get through at this point because with our quicker show time, there's just so many guys we got to talk about. So let's just jump right into it. We're going to start the $180 million man himself, Kirk Cousins. He actually flew down to Atlanta today to sign the contract. It's a 4-year, $180 million. And I believe it was $100 million guaranteed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's a good chunk
It was a huge chunk of change for guaranteed money. And he's going to be Atlanta Falcon for at least the next handful of seasons. So when I'm looking at it, I mean, the instant reaction was Bijan, London, and Pitts to the moon. And I feel like that's kind of the only reaction we got here. Kirk should be great for fantasy because as long as he's healthy, he's a great quarterback. And, you know, we saw last year with him in this Vikings offense, he was a top five quarterback points per game before his injury. He was really, really just that good. And he has the weapons here. So I'm thinking this offense is going to be really good next year.
Yeah, it should be potent. I think that he's going to have a really good time down in Atlanta. He's going to unlock these weapons, like you mentioned. I'm very excited for Drake London the most, honestly. I think he's going to take a huge step forward this year. I think with the format for this, so we can go pretty quickly. As you mentioned, Hutch, we're on a time constraint this evening, about 20 minutes here. I think we should give all of these a letter grade. I'm going to give the signing for Atlanta, I'm going to give this an A. They needed the quarterback. They got a quarterback. And sure, it's not the cheapest contract in the world, but this team's going to be legit in the playoffs, a threat to make a decent run next year, in my opinion. They have some nice pieces. I like this for fantasy, too. I'm going to give this an A. Let's toss it over to Snoog. What do you got for this one, Moto?
I'm going to give it an A, too. Although, if I was an Atlanta fan, I don't know how excited I'd be, but I think going from Desmond Ridder to Kirk Cousins, you don't really have a reason to not be excited. But for us fantasy football people, it's a dream made in heaven. Like, Drake London finally going to get 35% of targets, and it's going to be good targets. It's not going to be 10 feet over his head like what we saw with Desmond Ridder. So overall, the whole offense takes a massive boost. Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and maybe Darnell Mooney comes out from the dead, coming on an offense where he's actually getting consistent targets. We saw what Kirk did in Minnesota. I mean, he was an absolute volume machine. He was top 10 in passing yards every year. This Falcons offense is going to go from a bottom 30 to a top 10 to 15 passing offense in 1 year. I'm not concerned about the injury. I don't know if you guys are. He's not a mobile guy at all. He's a pocket passer. He's had plenty of time to rehab. So Atlanta's O-line's elite, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to give my grade. I would give it a B+ as well. I would give it a B+. I mean, the only reason I would give it a little lower than an A is because I just don't think a Super Bowl is coming out of this for Atlanta. I just don't think Kirk really make it to that level. I don't think Kirk will make it to that level. So Atlanta fans, I'm not sure if they are super excited, but for fantasy, we're hyped.
Wild card hope.
I mean, it takes their team to the next level, though, for sure. I still think
they're playoff contenders. Especially in that division.
Speaking of a quarterback that takes the team to the next level, even though it's not great, my Pittsburgh Steelers got Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, for $1.9 million at minimum. I love it personally. I think it's an A, even an A+ for the value, just because of the value of the contract, $1.9 or $1.2 million, the veteran minimum for the season. That's your QB3 on the roster money. I mean, for that to be your starting quarterback at that price, it's a huge upgrade for the Steelers. Off the top of your head, how many passing touchdowns did Kenny Pickett throw last season, guys? How many do you think he threw?
I'm pretty sure it was six.
Six. Six. Six. That sounds impossible. Six passing touchdowns last year. Over his entire career so far. Russell Wilson last year, even though he wasn't great, threw 28. I mean, that is a substantial increase. I mean, obviously, it's a different situation, different circumstances. But I think Russell Wilson's going to really upgrade the quarterback position for the Steelers. I'm really excited for George Pickens. I give it an A+, just for the value of the contract.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's an incredible value. I'm a Russ guy still. I still believe in him. I think for how bad Denver was, what were they, like 8 wins last year? I think Russ was a big part of that reason. Steelers' weapons are much better than the Broncos were last year. And they still have pick 20. I know the departure of Deontay Johnson wasn't on our list.
Are they that much better? I don't know, man. I'm a Steelers
especially
fan.
With Deontay leaving.
With Deontay leaving, I'd say no, but I'm pretty confident that they go like Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, one of those guys at 20, or bring in a guy, maybe Adonai Mitchell.
They're going to have
that happen. You got Freiermuth, you got a great running back room, and then you got George Pickens, who I think it would have been the best wide receiver on the Broncos. So I think, like you said, you can't beat that value. It's paying Kirk Cousins $180 million for 4 years, and you get Russell Wilson for 1.8. Like you said, I think the value there crushes Atlanta's value, and I think the Steelers couldn't have made a better move.
Yeah, I mean, the value is great, but honestly, I don't see Russell Wilson bouncing back after Denver. I really don't.
He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to.
I just think this is kind of a Band-Aid patch for the Steelers. I don't see this as much more than that. I think they're going to take this year, play with him, and then after that, they'll go for a quarterback next year.
Well, I think that's fine. It's a huge upgrade of what we had for
it is an upgrade.
Frankly, I mean, this is easily the best quarterback play we've had since Ben Roethlisberger. Like, easily. Like, Kenny Pickett is horrible. No. Respectfully, Kenny. Like, I love you, dude, but you're not cutting it. Like,
I have a question for you.
Russ is a good.
If you get Denver Broncos Russell Wilson production from last year, how far do you think the Steelers can make it in the AFC?
Knocked out the
rounds, maybe.
No,
they almost did this
year. No further than that. I mean, we have to see what they do. Right? What'd you say?
Did they make the playoffs this year or no?
Yeah, they got nuked by Buffalo in the wild card game.
Yeah, knocked out the wild card.
Imagine Russell Wilson is so much better than whatever they had during that time. So it's just
I mean, we're not talking about on this show. We're not really focusing on defense here, but Patrick Queen is a legit addition too. We've really struggled to find a solution at inside linebacker ever since Ryan Shazier went down with an injury. So, I mean, having a solid guy in the middle there alongside Jerry Porter Jr. and Alex Highsmith and Watt and Minka, like, and Cam Hayward. I think we have a nice defense this coming season. I'm pretty excited about that with Russ. I think it'll be pretty good. Shout out PPR Fantasy Tips. Appreciate you watching, man. Thank you for the love in the comments there. Yeah. Moving on here, some more backup quarterback caliber guys, just rapid fire. Gardner Minshew, probably going to be the starting quarterback for the Raiders. Gave him some nice money. Starter money, I believe it was $15 million over 2 years or something along those lines.
I thought it was more like 25.
Yeah, sorry, 25. I think the 15 was guaranteed. My apologies. He got starter money. I think he's at worst going to be like the week one starter for a rookie. But that man's going to play some football for the Raiders. I mean, for the Raiders, I would say it's a B. It's one of the better quarterbacks that was on the market, but I don't love it. I mean, it's definitely not a long-term solution, as we talked about with Russ. Contract value was fine. I don't hate it.
Yeah, this is just the
Devontae Adams.
Yo, Devontae Adams, he's going to see like 200
targets coming.
You know, he's going to see like 200 targets. So, yeah, Minshew is a great thing for Adams, but I would agree if you look for this team, it's like, it's just a mandate. They got to find something else, man. They got to do it. They got to find something else.
Yeah, they're in QB purgatory. It's
100%.
Speaking of a team who's looking for a new quarterback, once again, we're going to Jacoby Brissett going to New England. I like this deal. I think this is great for them. They're going to draft a rookie at 3. If I had to bet my house on it, I would. Jacoby Brissett might be the week one starter. Again, kind of similar to Minshew. If they draft somebody, I think he'll go out there, start the season for them, give him a little time to come in, or maybe even redshirt the entire season. Brissett's rock solid, man. He's a great backup. And he can start some games and play decent football for you. I think this is a good signing for them. Well, it's not expensive. I would give this deal an A-. I think it's a good deal for what you're getting from him.
Yeah, I would agree there. I don't know if them drafting a quarterback is as secure as you think, man. I really don't. I think
they could trade out.
They could trade out, but also, I mean, they have no wide receivers. They have nothing.
I don't know. I think they could trade back. I think they could get Marvin Harrison Jr. at 3, sure. But I think they could trade back to, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and still get one of those really high-quality guys and get a future first-round pick or even more. So I think that might be the move for New England if they're looking to get a wide out, honestly.
That would be a better move, but I wouldn't put it past them if they drafted Marvin Harrison Jr. at 3.
I wouldn't put it past him either, but I still think the move is for best assets to trade that third pick for the house. Because, there are teams that are going to be aggressive trying to trade up, like Minnesota, dude, from 11. They're going to be aggressive trying to move.
Yeah, and Denver, yep.
Yeah. Denver. Yeah, I like it. I think Jacoby's a good bridge quarterback. He's a guy, like you said, Luke, that can start some games, play good football, win some games. I know his rating's been pretty good when he's played. He looked good on the Commanders last year. What I'm excited about, and I know Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah were talking about this on NFL Network today. If they do decide to stick and pick at 3, Jacoby Brissett is a good enough starter to give you 6 to 8 good games to put you maybe in that 500 position, and let a Drake May or let a Jaden Daniels sit for a little bit, because that's such an underrated thing that we haven't been seeing recently, because all these teams are just throwing their young quarterbacks in the fire. Zach Wilson, all these guys. Look at Jordan Love. He sat for a year or two behind a great quarterback, and now he's shooting the lights out. He's an absolute gunslinger. So I think that's an underrated thing, and I think that's like something Drake May would need to do, is sit for a little bit and kind of develop and learn from a veteran quarterback and then step in.
No matter how good the prospect is, I'm always on team let him sit for a while. It's always the best choice, in my opinion. But moving on here from the backups, just real quick, just briefly, I won't even give a grade, but Flacco is backing up Anthony Richardson in Indy. Could be fun. Just chuck until his arm falls off to Michael Pittman in case Richardson goes down. I don't hate the signing there at all. But it's not Sam Darnold, dude.
What about Sam Darnold?
Oh, Darnold. Yeah, I didn't put him on the list. Darnold to Minnesota. I'm not a fan. I don't care. I'm not a fan. It's kind of yucky.
Dude, he might legit be their starting quarterback. They might not have an option.
I feel like it's similar to Brissett. I think it's going to be their bridge guy. They're going to draft a rookie. They are going to in the first round. I would be shocked if they didn't. At 11, I mean, that feels like prime J.J. McCarthy territory. I feel like they could try to trade up. I feel like the Vikings are going to be aggressive trying to get a rookie in round one.
Yeah, very fair, especially with Atlanta out of the way, because they're slotted to pick 8. Now that they have Kirk Cousins, they won't draft a rookie. And looking at the rest of the draft order, it's like they could definitely sneak J.J. McCarthy to 11 if the dominoes fall right for them. But it does make a lot of sense. So I would guess J.J. McCarthy's going to be a Viking. But I'm just saying that there's a chance that they don't draft a quarterback. I'm just saying, putting it out there. Because they look at their cap space next year. They're set for over $150 million in cap space next year.
Good luck keeping Justin Jefferson happy with a full season of Sam Darnold. That's all I have to say.
Keeping me happy with that.
I mean, good luck keeping any of us happy with
the full season. Have you seen the trade to the Bengals that
it's not happening. Okay, I'm gonna talk directly to the camera here. Justin Jefferson is not going to wear
Bengals
orange and black. It's not gonna happen, guys. No, this is the same reason they're trading away T. Higgins. It's because of contract reasons. They can't justify extending him. It's nothing against T. Higgins. They're making the right move as a Cincinnati Bengals organization. They try to franchise tag him for this year to have another run at it. I don't mind them trading him for the long term at all, because listen up, they're not going to be able to afford big boy contracts for Burrow, Jamar, and T. Higgins. Then you're just sacrificing your contract flexibility for your linemen, your defense. You can't invest all that money in two wide receivers and your quarterback. You got to pick one. You got to prioritize your QB, and you got to focus on defense too. I mean, you can build around Jamar and Burrow and then others. You can't build around Jamar, Burrow, Higgins, and then have money for others. So I feel like it makes perfect sense. And the same argument goes to Justin Jefferson. You're not going to be able to afford that guy. You're just not going to be able to, unless somebody takes a massive pay cut, which I don't think is likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see them going rookie wide out at 17, letting T walk, letting Boyd walk, getting the rookie on a potential five-year rookie deal. And
I wouldn't mind that at all.
I like
that.
Brian Thomas, baby. Brian Thomas.
Hey, we'll see, man. Anything can happen, man. The draft season is here. That's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, Hutch, as you just said, man, it's running back time. Why don't we start off with your boy? Saquon Barkley's a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Philly fan here. So, Saquon to the Eagles. The contract was okay. I mean, we're paying him through his age 30 season, so I'm a little bit concerned about that. And it's paying him big money, too. But I like the move, and I love it for fantasy. I think Saquon Barkley's going to be a fantastic running back in Philadelphia. People forget how good DeAndre Swift was in the first 12 weeks of the season before the Eagles decided they couldn't play offense. I don't know what happened to the Eagles in the last 16 of the season, but they couldn't play offense. They decided not to run the ball. They decided just they couldn't do anything. But in the first 12 weeks of the season, DeAndre Swift was a top 10 running back in fantasy points. Like, he was a legit star in fantasy. He knew he was doing really good things. And he also caught 39 passes last year, which isn't like mind blowing for a running back, but Saquon over his last few seasons that he's played fully healthy, he's averaging in the 40 to 45 range. Like, that's not that much more than DeAndre Swift caught last year. So everyone's talking about, oh, Saquon's not going to get receptions. I think he'll get enough receptions to be good enough for fantasy. And I think he's going to get plenty of more red zone work, plenty of more touchdown opportunity in the Eagles offense. That should be high powered, especially when you compare it to the Giants offense. And then when you talk about Jalen Hurts in the run game and that offensive line, even without Jason Kelce, there's so much talent. There are going to be so many more open lanes for Saquon. You have no idea. Barkley is going to be, I'm really, really confident for at least this season, he's going to be a star for fantasy. I would not be surprised if he finished the RB1 overall.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either. I mean, you said it there for time. Just for the sake of time, I'm going to give it an A and then move on. It's a match made in heaven for fantasy, man. I mean, what more else?
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like we saw his ceiling, 1,300 plus yards in two seasons already on the horrible Giants with no offensive line. The ceiling on the Eagles with that type of talent is through the roof.
Yep, I love it. Snook, what do you think about Swift to Chicago? What do you make about that? DeAndre Swift signing with the Bears.
I really liked it. I think this is his best situation yet. I think the Bears are growing like crazy. I don't think there's much competition, if anything at all, in that room. I'm not a Roshan or Khalil Herbert guy. And I think there's going to be reception upside with potential Caleb Williams coming in. They still have pick 9 to make, maybe grab Joe Alt if he slips or one of the star tackles. And I think they're just growing like crazy. Their offense was much better last year than it's ever been. And they're getting a superstar rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams. So I think workhorse DeAndre Swift, if he stays healthy, we're going to see that. We're going to see the receptions come back like we didn't really see as much on the Eagles, because he is an elite receiving down back. Like we saw 60-plus receptions on the Lions, 70 receptions. It's possible for him in this type of offense with a rookie quarterback. It's going to be a simple offense, and I think Swift's going to be the main guy in the run game.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's definitely going to be the RB1. I don't think I'm as bullish as you. I think that there's going to be more touch competition than you might think. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a bit of a committee, but Swift's clearly going to be the lead back.
Yeah.
I don't know how his ceiling looks like, but I think his floor is going to be really high here. They clearly want to feature him. I think that he'll probably finish around the RB 15 to 10 range, if I had to guess. I don't think he has the ceiling.
Yeah, he'll be up there.
But I like him there. I like him in that range.
Yeah, he'll have to be there. I see kind of like his – like I feel like he fits perfectly with a Roshan Johnson, who's a big bruiser back that gets those gritty yards. Swift is an electric playmaker that can pass catch and also work in between the tackles if you want him to. Like, he is just a monster. So I kind of – like it just fits really nicely. Those two fit really nicely together. And Khalil Herbert, I just kind of see him as the man now, honestly. I just don't see him as getting a relevant role in the offense.
I feel like he was the Swift replacement. Like, I feel like Swift is coming in to take that role from him and be that dynamic player.
Totally fair. One of the more interesting signings of free agency today, or not today, yesterday, or was it Monday? What day did it open? Monday?
I thought it was Monday.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyways, Tony Pollard to the Titans is really interesting. I really was hoping it was Tyjae Spears' season, but I guess they don't view him as their RB1, which is okay. I think long-term, he still might emerge because he's very talented. But Pollard is interesting. I kind of am in. It depends on what his ADP is, because I think he's a talented back. I think Dallas utilized him the wrong way last year. I think he's not a workhorse back. I really don't. I think that he's a guy who has to be a little fresher to have that maximum juice that we saw in Dallas 2 years ago. I'm hoping we return to that form here in Tennessee. I give this signing a B. I think it has potential, but I think there's also a little bit of sussiness to it here. I don't really know if I love it, but I definitely see the potential. It really comes down to ADP for me if I'm in or out on Pollard. Snook, what do you think?
Yeah, I was kind of very confused by this signing. I'd give it in the C's range, maybe a C+. I like Pollard. I think he's a pretty talented back. I think last year he looked like he lost a lot of juice coming off that leg injury. I think now, like we saw towards the end, that he started to kind of pick it up a little bit speed-wise. But I just don't like that him and Tajay are very similar type backs, like those dynamic, explosive receiving backs that get out in space. Like, I think that's just kind of a weird collision between the two. But they paid Pollard, and clearly Tennessee refuses to rebuild. So,
yeah, to me, this signing made no sense. I would completely agree. It's just like two very similar backs, and I am so confused by this signing as well. I'm baffled, but I don't like either for fantasy. And honestly, if I were to be honest with you, I think Tony Spears might still be more talented. Tony Pollard looked really
good. He definitely could.
Tony Spears could usurp Tony Pollard by the end of the season.
No. Tony Pollard was pretty bad last year. Getting on to more of the splashy signings here, because we're getting tight on time. Aaron Jones to the Vikings. I like this a lot.
I like it a lot too.
I feel like it's like the what happened with Alexander Mattison last year, but like insert a good running back. I think this is really nice. I think especially with no more Kirk Cousins, if a Sam Darnold is QB1, I think they're going to lean heavy on an Aaron Jones to make sure that they get nice production. 1 year deal, they're going to work him hard. I like it a lot for fantasy. It feels kind of similar to a James Conner in Arizona situation for me. Veteran running back. The production will be there. The work will be there. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, there's plenty of volume open here.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. Another veteran running back on the move here, traded, actually. Joe Mixon to the Texans. Another really fun one. Again, I think this is going to be a team that's on the rise this year. I think Houston's going to make some serious noise. I think they're definitely a playoff team next season. Joe Mixon's going to score a lot of fantasy points. I mean, there's not a lot of touch competition there. You have Damian Pierce, who was the RB2 to Devin Singletary last year. I think Mixon's in for a big season in Houston. What do you guys think?
I would agree. I mean, it's kind of like – it's honestly kind of like replicating where he was in the Cincinnati offense, like two great receivers.
It feels pretty similar.
A great quarterback, a solid offensive line. You just have – it's a very similar situation. Mixon's going to get a ton of volume, both in the receiving game and the running game. It's just going to be beautiful. I think he's going to be great for fantasy.
Yeah, I loved it. I think offensive success and volume is like the two things to look at for veteran running back. Exactly. Checks both boxes. So I think we're just going to see another cheap workhorse guy that's going to put up probably 260 fantasy points and have 1,000 yards rushing if he stays healthy. Yeah.
Another splash signing here, same division. Snoop, what do you think about Josh Jacobs in Green Bay? I'm very excited personally.
Yeah, for his fantasy value, I think it shoots his value through the roof. He's still just 26 years old. We've seen him work as that bell cow. He's going to be in the best offense he's ever played in. This Packers offense is going to take the next step. LaFleur is a genius. Jordan Love can throw the ball forever. He's going to get checkdowns. He's going to get all the touches out of the backfield. I think A.J. Dillon's gone. Aaron Jones is gone. They got nobody else. So we're going to see the Josh Jacobs show. Hopefully he returns to himself like we saw in 2022.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised the Packers picked up somebody on day three, like just somebody, hey, to back up Josh Jacobs. Yeah. But this is Josh Jacobs' backfield, and this is going to be just a dominant role in a great offense. And with Jordan Love at quarterback, it is setting up for a fantastic season for Josh Jacobs. I'm quite excited about this one.
They gave him a fat paycheck. Yeah, I'm very
the thing is, the next 3 years after this first year, though, they're quite shaky. They're option year for the Packers. Like they have a lot of leverage in this contract. Just be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think they'll love him and keep him, though, for sure. We have a couple more juicy ones here to wrap things up. Henry to Baltimore. Hutch, I'm in love. Are you in love?
Oh, 100%. He's going to score all the touchdowns and get all the yards. This couldn't be a more beautiful fit for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he's going to score like 20 tons, dude. Like,
he's exactly what the Ravens want to do. They want to run the football a ton, lead in the second half, and then kill you with the run in the second half. And that is what Derrick Henry does. When you look at his third quarter, fourth quarter stats, he just eats defenses alive. And is he able to do that all game long in the second half? It's just going to be so fun. He will be a great fantasy running back. As long as he's healthy, as long as he's still got the juice, which it seemed that way last year, hopefully reflects into this year. As long as he's got that juice, there's nothing stopping him from being a top three running back in fantasy.
Yep.
There's nothing.
I agree. He's literally Gus Edwards on like a million loads of steroids. So
he's just going
to absolutely dominate. And the way the Ravens like to play, they like to just bruise down their opponents, keep the ball out of their hands, play good defense, run the ball.
Yep.
He fits that mold perfectly. My Derrick Henry shares are dancing because after the season, I was like, what do I do with this guy now? Like, the Titans suck. He's going to be just sitting on my rosters, and now I didn't do anything with him. I held him, and it was the best decision I ever made.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was a kind of gross signing to kind of close this out here. Well, actually, before we do that, quickly, Zach Moss to Cincinnati feels nice, no?
I don't know. He kind of faded a little bit towards the end of the season. I'm not confident in Moss.
It could be a sneaky fantasy upside.
We'll see, but I'm not confident.
I think they might add another running back during the draft, but now it's Chase Brown and Moss. So keep an eye on Moss. That's all I'll say. But to close things out here, the most disgusting signing of free agency, Austin Eckler to the Commanders is really gross.
I see
he's
a lot.
Like Antonio Gibson, dude. Like, he's done. He's done.
Guys, if there's a rookie quarterback, I see potentially a lot of dump offs coming off. He is a quarterback's best friend. I see this as maybe potentially like a Leonard Fournette Tampa Bay situation where he gets tons of dump offs, but is not relevant because of his running game. It's because of his passing game. So in a PPR format, Austin Eckler is still viable. And if they, assuming they got a rookie quarterback, I would be looking for him in drafts.
Yeah, I agree with Hutch. I like it for Austin. I think he's going to get a fresh start. He was playing injured all last year. I know people were talking about that run against Green Bay, but in the Dolphins game, I know he hit like 21 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour. He had some juice, so I think it's tough playing through a high ankle sprain throughout an entire season, and then I think he re-injured it too as well. So I just think he when he's healthy and when he's ready to go, he's an elite pass catching back, and they're going to kind of use him as that, as a 1-2 punch with B-Rob. So I didn't mind it. I don't like the Commanders. I don't think they're a good team, but rookie quarterback comes in, maybe Drake May, Austin Eckler could see another, like he could be like a James White like plus in this offense, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think we can maybe look at like a back end RB2 season for Eckler. I'm honestly more on team Brian Robinson here. I'm not going to lie. But guys, it's been an absolute pleasure blitzing through these running backs and quarterbacks with you. Snoop, thank you so much for coming on, man. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm sure we'll cook something up again in the future.
Dude, for sure. You'll come back on the show in no time, probably. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we'll be trying to, you know, add some more to this free agency frenzy, of course, with all these different positions. Hit wide receivers and tight ends next week. We've had some pretty big splash signings and loop into any other stragglers we missed, and some of the big defensive signings too. I'm pretty excited to touch on everything and really, you know, tie a nice bow on things heading into the draft season. Talk about some prospects soon. Yeah, man, thank you so much for listening to Hooked on Fantasy, and we'll be back again next Wednesday with another live recording and streaming everywhere on Thursday. Hutch, say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Peace.